Bottom of the third, we go here on WFHR as Mallards lead 7-1. They've out hit the Raptors 10-3 as Ty Johnson, the center fielder today, stepping in the left-handed batter's box. He's down 0-1 in the count, way outside from Salada, 1-1. Jackson Wentworth, a tough start his Raptors campaign as he gave up back-to-back home runs and a couple more base hits as second strike is true, 1-2. Ty Johnson grounded out in his last plate appearance. Looking to have a little bit different story this time. The 1-2, the check swing, did he go? And did not. So two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. Swinging a grounder over to the first baseman and Jake Goolsbee, who steps on the bag for the first out for the Mallards. As Jack Basier, who also grounded out, the third baseman, will step in the right-handed batter's box. So Basier out of Pepperdine, batting a 320 with 8 hits, 5 RBIs. He's played a lot of third base this season, but sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. But today he's at first. So a lot of sets and delivers outside edge, 1-1. Salada, the 1-1, swinging a grounder over to the third baseman and Keenan Taylor, who makes a throw across the diamond to Goolsbee, right on the money for the second out. As Chris Conniff is due up for the Raptors, and the only Raptor to cross home plate today, as he led off the bottom of the second with a double, which eventually he was sent home from a Shane Taylor RBI. Rattle Wagner in Norco, Oklahoma, as he pops one up into the air into the third baseman, Keenan Taylor for the third out. So the Mallards go three up and three down as we head top of the fourth here on WFHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James, the best co-host in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different. But we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the top of the fourth here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Joey Fear with you as a new pitcher is in store for the Raptors as Ryan Kaiser at a University of San Diego and a Valencia, California native, a rising redshirt junior. He had 28 and a third innings pitched this year for San Diego with 37 hits, 19 runs allowed, but he had 24 strikeouts. So a guy that is ready to make a difference. Out of Valencia High School in 2022, he was named to the All West Coast Conference freshman team when he had 14 games appeared in 10 starts as he throws the first ball across the way for a ball 1-0. Keenan Tate, Jackson Chatterton, Anna Bradley. Second ball is a 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0. Downstairs, outside, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Kaiser way down in the count here early as the 3-0. Swing and a miss. Got him for a strike. That was a fastball listed at 90 miles per hour. On Chatterton, who struck out and got a leadoff double in the top of the first as he sees a strike across the plate. Kaiser's done well to fight back in this count, 3-2. No outs here. Full count here for Kaiser. Sets and delivers inside for a ball. So Chatterton will take first with no outs. This is going to put up Isaiah Jackson out of Arizona State. First pitch, swing and a miss. Down low, 0-1. Jackson got a two-run home run on his last plate appearance as he drove one out to right field as the 0-1 across the plate inside for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2, swing and a miss outside for the third strike. So three straight strikes for Kaiser as he sends Jackson down swinging. As Orban Dickerson, the right fielder, the right-handed batter, will step in. Had a home run on his last plate appearance. And got a base hit, a double on his first plate appearance as well. So he is at a red-hot start to his day. One out here. Kaiser delivers, throws outside 1-0. As Kaiser throws over to first, and sliding safe is Holcroft. But Holcroft stands at first. Chatterton stands at first as he steals, and the throw from Duffy to second. Chatterton gets there in time. One out here. That was a ball as well, so one ball and a strike. Kaiser comes set. The 1-1. Outside edge for a ball, 2-1. So one out here in the top of the fourth. Mallard 7, Rafters 1. Kaiser comes set. 2-1. Swinging a foul tipped backside. Even this count up at 2 apiece. Top of the fourth, Mallards were able to get a run. Top of the second, Rafters answered with one on their own in the bottom half of that inning, but Mallards having the bats red hot as a swing and a drive out to right field. On the right field line is Logan Hugo making the grab. Tagging up from second to third is Chatterton. So Chatterton will take third. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. Jake Goolsby, who got a double on his last plate appearance and struck out in his first, will step in. Out of Charlotte University and the left-handed batter from Springville, Alabama. Ryan Kaiser out of Valencia, California. Rising redshirt junior. Another San Diego product. Has a swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. 0-1. Fastball that came in 91 miles per hour. Two outs, the 0-1. Down low in the dirt for the first ball, 1-1. Ball and a strike here with two outs. Chatterton, a big leadoff at third, the 1-1. As Goolsby went after it down low, swinging a miss for the second strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kaiser shakes it off, now likes the pitch. As he deals the 1-2. Upstairs for the second ball, two balls and two strikes. Here with two outs. Easy afternoon here in Wisconsin Rapids. Sun's still shining, but there's definitely some cloud coverage. The 2-2 inside for the third ball. So three balls and two strikes here with two outs. Top of the fourth here. The full count delivery, swinging a ground ball over to the third baseman in Carlson, who throws across his body to Basir for the third out. So the Rafters not able to give up a run as they still trail 7-1 as we head to the bottom half of the inning here in the fourth.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
For the bottom of the fourth, we go as the Rafters trail 7-1. Matt Olive, a right-handed batter for the Rafters, will step in as he sees a ball across the plate on Derek Salata. He's up in the count 1-0. Olive struck out on his last plate appearance, has struggled with one hit on 17 at-bats so far this season as he foul tips one on the right side, 1-1. Bottom four, One ball and one strike, the 1-1, way outside edge. Two balls and a strike. Olive will come set. And it's a lot of the delivery, the 2-1, swinging a ground ball to the shortstop in Kluska. The throw to first is way off the money. So taking first is Olive, so he records his second hit of the season. So Shane Taylor was able to get an RBI in his last plate appearance as he recorded a double. He advanced the runners this time. Can he get some things going? The Rafters need to get the bats because they've been out hit 10-4. They've really struggled on the defensive side of the ball. And Salata sets, delivers. Ball across the plate, 1-0. The 1-0, way inside, but called for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, no outs. Olive lead off at first. And the Rafters get going. The left-hander, Shane Taylor, the 1-1. Down low in the dirt. So two balls and a strike. And Salata will come set. He's recorded three strikeouts so far. The 2-1. Down low inside. Three balls and a strike. The 3-1. Popped up from Taylor to the shortstop in Kluska, who makes an easy grab for the first out. So Shane Taylor wasn't able to record a hit. That's going to put up Kyle Carlson, who got a base hit on his last plate appearance. A right-handed batter on Salata. Olive stands at first. First pitch on the way outside. And foul tipped. 0-1. No balls and a strike here with one out. Olive with a base hit to start things off in the bottom of the fourth. But other than that, swing and a miss. And Carlson went after it. The throw from Brown over to first to Goolsby was not there. Olive looked to steal, but stays at first. So no balls and two strikes here with one out. Salata comes set, the 0-2. Swing and a miss outside. Carlson went after the same pitch, and he got paid the price. So three straight strikes. So Alex Duffy, the catcher, who also got a base hit in his last plate appearance, is now due up out of Elon University. So two outs here. Olive stands at first, and the first pitch on the way, down low, out of the zone, 1-0. A ball and no strikes, the 1-0, swing and a miss. There's for the first strike, 1-1. Fastball that came in down low at 91 miles per hour. Salata, the 1-1, painting the outside edge, getting in for the second strike, 1-2. The 1-2, way outside for the second ball. So two balls and two strikes. Here, Mallards lead 7-1 in the bottom of the fourth. They've out-hit the Rafters 10-4. Two outs, Salata, the 2-2. Swing and a popped-up ball on the left field line. The left fielder Gupton chasing after it, not able to get to get it. So that goes out in foul territory. But Duffy will come set again. Two balls, two strikes, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for the third strike and the third out. So the Mallards still lead 7-1 as we head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Also, top of the fifth inning, we go as the Mallards lead 7-1. Been rough for the Rafters. They gave up a run in the top of the second. They got a run of their own in the bottom half of that inning, but Mallard, six runs in the top of the third. With back-to-back home runs, they have looked impressive. So the Rafters are going to have to keep the Mallards from getting more runs because they've acquired 10 hits and we're only in the top of the fifth inning. Now Canyon Brown will step in. He had a base hit, an RBI, on his last plate appearance out of Ormond Beach, Florida. So Kaiser will come set as he remains on the mound. First pitch on the way is a strike. No balls and a strike. Off-speed pitch of 83. Kaiser sets, delivers the 0-1, swinging a ground ball into Taylor, who makes a diving catch. The throw over to first is right on the money. Heck of a play from the second baseman, Shane Taylor. How about that? Shane Taylor played shortstop in every game today, but every game before this, I should say, and then today slotted in at second base. First pitch on the way is a strike. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 inside edge. 1-1. One out. Kaiser, 1-1 delivery, swinging a shallow ground ball over to the second baseman, Shane Taylor, who makes a throw to first. It's in time for the second out. So the left fielder, Michael Gupton, who had an RBI in his last plate appearance, grounded out the one before that. And the right-handed batter will step in. First pitch is a strike. Well, outside, excuse me, that's a ball, 1-0. A ball and no strikes here with two outs. Kizer comes set, the 1-0. And swinging a ball foul tipped on the right side, but that's going to be a strike, 1-1. Two outs here, top of the fifth. Mallard 7, Rafters 1, the 1-1. And foul backside for Gupton. Second strike, 1-2. Mallards have looked impressive, swinging a shallow hit bouncer over to the third baseman. And Becerra's got him on a one-hop bounce, but sliding, getting safe was Gupton. So Gupton will take first. So Jake Holcroft, who returned to the top of the order for the Mallards, who had grounded out on his first plate appearance, got a base hit on his second, and then a double on his third. So he's improved every time. For the Rafters, they look to slow him down. He's 2-for-3 today as a pickoff attempt at first over to Gupton. He slides safe at first. And once again, Kizer throws it over to Basir at first. Two outs here. Rafters looking for three. As foul tipped on the backside. 0-1. Rafter fans have not a lot to cheer about so far as Kizer. Pickoff attempt to Basir. Throws it to Gupton as he finds Tikhonov at second. So Gupton was running to second, and the stolen base attempt was not true. So the Mallards, Rafters get three outs as we head to the bottom of the fifth. We'll take a quick step aside.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth here at Witterfield. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. The Rafters down 7-1 as the first pitch from Salada popped up at Hugo. The right fielder. So Logan Hugo batting in the 9-hole today. And struck out in his first plate appearance. Rafters given up 10 hits. They have not been good on the offensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball. On the offensive side, they've only had one run on four hits. Salada, the 0-1. Swinging a ball popped up out on the right side, running after it. Is Goolsby the first baseman, but not able to run it down. So two strikes here for Hugo. No balls, two strikes. Hugo, the right-handed batter on the right-handed pitcher of Salada. As foul tipped backside from Hugo. Staying alive here at 0-2. That's three straight foul balls. Rafters need hits. They need runs. They need just about everything to get back in this game. Down 7-1. The 0-2. Swinging a shallow ground ball on the third baseline. Out in foul territory. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Swing and a ball. Hit up the middle into center field. So Hugo will take first. He records his first hit of the game. That's what the Rafters need. They need hits. So we return to the top of the order of Brandon Rogers, who struck out in his first plate appearance, flew out in his second, and now he's leading off. As we return to the top of the order here in the bottom of the fifth. So Hugo stands at first. First pitch on the way from Salada, swing and a miss outside. Rogers went after it on the outside edge. 0-1. The 0-1 upstairs from Salada. One ball and a strike. Rogers will come set. The right-handed batter on the right-handed pitcher of Salada. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball over to Kluska. The shortstop. The throw to second. The throw back over to first. Safe. So they got Hugo running at second. Rogers will take first. One down for the Mallards. So Ty Johnson will step in. The left-handed batter playing center field today. Grounded out in his last two plate appearances. So one down for the Mallards. Can the Rafters start to get runners in scoring position? Rogers has a big leadoff at first, and he's a guy that can steal bases. He had 17 stolen bases for Iowa Western Community College this year. So no balls and a strike with one out. Rogers the leadoff at first. As the 0-1, as he steals second, the throw, and got him out. Kenyon Brown, the throw over to Chatterton. He looks to be out, but he's actually going to remain. Yeah, he is out. He stood at second. He thought he was safe. So two down for the Mallards. Kenyon Brown, a heck of a throw over to Chatterton, the second baseman, and he got him. Unfortunately, it's a 1-1 with two outs as curveball comes inside on the inside edge, 1-2. The 1-2 way inside, and backing up is Johnson, two balls and two strikes here with two outs, bottom of the fifth. Rafters have not been able to put it together. The 2-2 from Salada, foul tipped on the back ankle of Johnson. So he'll stay here at two apiece. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters have struggled. The 2-2 across the plate down low. Three balls and two strikes with two outs. The full count, swinging a ball hit on the right side in the first base line in foul territory. Stays here at 3-2. Bottom five here at Witter Field. Mallards lead 7-1, the full count. As the ball comes in way inside for the fourth ball. So Ty Johnson will take first. And this is going to put Jack Basir, who grounded out in his last two plate appearances, looking to get his day going. He struggled. Salada, the first pitch on the way, outside edge. One ball and no strikes. Mallards have out hit the rafters 10-5. They committed an error as way outside. Basir went after it, got caught swinging for the first strike. So one ball and a strike by Johnson. Stands at first. Salada sets, delivers. Swing and a drive out on the right field line. That goes foul territory. That was heading towards the warning track, but just pulled foul. Jack Basir out of Pleasanton, California, batting a .320 before today with 8 hits and 5 RBIs. He also acquired a home run as well. Two outs. Mallards come set. Salada, the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss on the outside edge for the third strike. So the Mallards still lead 7-1 as we head to the top of the sixth here at Witterfield. We'll be back in a moment.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
To the top of the sixth we go as Jake Holcroft stands in, the left-handed batter, the leadoff man for the Mallards as he's down in the count. He's up in the count, 2-0. So, Rafters down 7-1. They gave up 6 in the top of the third, and then 1 in the top of the second. They've been out hit 10-5 as the 2-0 pitch from Kaiser, swinging a miss down low. Holcroft went after it for the first strike. Two balls and a strike as Kaiser comes in today. Jackson Wentworth had a rough day to start. He throws a ball inside for the third ball. So a 3-1 count. Kaiser will come set and then deliver the 3-1. Foul tipped on the backside out in foul territory. 3-2. Wind blowing from left to right. And the Witterfield has gone quiet since that big rally in the top of the third, and zeros across the board since then. Three balls and two strikes, the full count. Way upstairs for Kaiser. That's going to put Holcroft on first. So he was walked. So Keenan Taylor will step in. Holcroft leads at first. Taylor grounded out on his first plate appearance, got a base hit and also flew out as well. So he's 1-for-3 today. First pitch from Kizer popped up out on the right side in foul territory, 0-1. Holdcroft, big leadoff at first. Ballard, devout hit the Raptors 10-5. As the pickoff attempt at first is not in time, Holdcroft will slide safe. So Kizer resets as once again throws it first over to Basir and sliding safe once again is Jake Holdcroft. So Keenan Taylor, the Purdue product, is outside of the zone for the first ball. So one ball and one strike. That was a fastball that came in at 90 miles per hour. The 1-1 from Kizer. Curveball outside edge called for a strike, 1-2. As Kizer, pickoff attempt, and throws it to Basir. And that goes behind him, but Holdcroft will remain at first, not going to second. That's a couple times Kizer has thrown over to Holdcroft. A ball and two strikes. Kizer will come set the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a line drive into the center fielder of Ty Johnson, who reaches out and makes the grab for the first out. So this is going to bring up Jackson Chatterton, the second baseman, who struck out, was walked, and also had a double today. So he's 1-for-3. 1-for-2, I should say, with a walk. So one out, Chatterton is now up, the left-handed batter. Holdcroft stands at first as inside for a strike. Kizer up in the count, 0-1. And the Raptors put it together. Down 7-1, top of the 6. As Chatterton backed away from that one, he saw that ball go inside, down low, 1-1. Kizer, the pickoff attempt once again at first, so sliding save his Holdcroft, but that was very close. As first base umpire Parker Powell had a better look at it, and Kizer throws it once again over to first. That's like the fifth time he's thrown it over there. So one out, the 1-1. Swinging a ball foul tipped backside. Holdcroft was ready to take second, but he'll retreat back to first. Jackson Chatterton, batting a 348 before today out of Bradley University and a Dunlap, Illinois product. 4 RBIs and 8 hits on the season. He sees the 1-2, swinging a pop-up as running under it is Duffy. Can he make the grab? And does! What a excellent catch from Alex Duffy. He had to reach behind him with his left hand and make an acrobatic catch for the second out. So 2 down for the Raptors as Holdcroft will remain at first. And Isaiah Jackson, the left-hander who had a 2-run shot deep right center field today. He grounded out as well and struck out in his third plate appearance, is due up. Kizer throwing over to first. He's really pushing Holdcroft back towards the bag. Holdcroft slides safe. But 2 down here for the Raptors in the top of the 6. Down 7-1. They've been out hit 10-5. They've committed error-free baseball, but they have not been able to get it going as the first pitch on the way inside for a strike, 0-1. It came in as a fastball with 90 miles per hour. Kizer shakes it off. Now likes, and the pickoff attempt once again over thrown to first. Holdcroft slides safe. Kizer. The 0-1. Swing and a ball popped up out on the right side in the shallow right as Logan Hugo comes under it for the third out. So the Rafters get three outs as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR. Rafters still down 7-1.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real Petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom six we go as Chris Conniff will lead off for the Rafters. Conniff, Olive, and Taylor are due up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So a pitching change is in store for the Madison Mallards as Wesley Oswald, a 6'8 guy out of Metropolitan Community College, as he's 6'8, and a red rising junior out of Overland Park, Kansas, will step in. Oswald, the tallest pitcher I've seen in collegiate baseball. 6'8", so Oswald has quite the height. So he's going to go against Chris Conniff out of Wagner College from Norco, Oklahoma. So Oswald will come set. First pitch from Oswald, way outside upstairs in the zone. One ball and no strikes. Mallard still leads 7-1. Here in the bottom of the six. The 1-0 from Oswald, way on the inside edge. Two balls and no strikes. Oswald has quite the windup. Oswald sets on Chris Conniff, the 2-0, upstairs, and he's down in the count, 3-0. So Conniff flew out in his last plate appearance and got a double. He's the only Rafter to get across home today, his debut. The shortstop sees the 3-0 pitch way upstairs out of the zone. So Conniff will take first. Matt Olive, the left fielder, who got a base hit and his second hit of the season on his last plate appearance for the Valparaiso Beacon out of Minneapolis. A right-handed batter will step in. Try to see if he can create something going. Here's Oswald throwing way outside another ball. That's his fifth straight ball he's thrown. not being able to find the strike zone. Oswald comes set. The 1-0 down to the dirt, outside edge. Two balls and no strikes. That's the sixth straight ball he's thrown. Oswald looks over to first. Resets. The 2-0. Upstairs for the third ball. As Canyon Brown having a word with Oswald. Seven straight balls. Three balls and no strikes. As can the Rafters get two runs on? Can two runners on? And make things interesting. Can a rally happen here in the bottom of the sixth? Oswald will reset the 3-0 for a strike up in the zone, 3-1. So Conniff leads off at first. Oswald resets the knee-high pitch, the 3-1, inside edge. That's going to be ball number four, so Olive will take first. Conniff will move to second, and back-to-back walks for Oswald. Two runners on for the Rafters as Shane Taylor, who had an RBI that sent Conniff home in his first plate appearance where he got a double. He also flew out in his next at-bat. So Shane Taylor, the left-hander on Wesley Oswald at a Metropolitan Community College. Oswald sets in, delivers inside. No outs here. One ball, no strikes. Two runners on for the Rafters. Mallard's up 7-1. Here's the 1-0. Inside edge for the second ball. So since Oswald has come in, he's thrown one strike and 10 balls. Oswald looks, delivers the 2-0, and that hits Taylor. That's going to advance the runners. Looks like it hit Taylor on the right thigh, but Taylor will step back in the batter's box, so advancing the runners, Conniff at third, Olive on second, and now the 3-0. Right across the zone for a strike, 3-1. Bottom six here. Rafters down 7-1. Can a rally happen? Oswald sets, delivers, 3-1. Inside, Taylor backs up for ball number four. So three straight walks since Oswald has come in. That putting the bases juiced with no outs. And Oswald getting a talking to from his infield. So Shane Taylor, the second baseman at first, Matt Olive at second, and Chris Conniff, the returning Rafter, at third. So perhaps the Rafters can make something happen here in the bottom of six. Bases juice with no outs as Oswald's day looks to be done. As the new pitcher coming in, Will Simmons out of UNC Chapel Hill, and the rising sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, takes the mound. Oswald's day looks to be done. So out of North Carolina, Will Simmons. His day looks to be getting started. three straight walks. So Conniff, Olive, and Taylor are all up as Simmons warming up. And the rising sophomore. So the Raptors have a position here where they can cut into this lead. Down 7-1. With Kyle Carlson up, who got a base hit and also struck out. He's 1-for-2 today. Simmons warming up. But I tell you, since Oswald came in, it's opened the door here for the Raptors. Oswald's day's done. Simmons now up for the Mallards on the mound. But yeah, an opportunity here. Can they get it going? Raptors have not had a run scored since the bottom of the second. And now here in the bottom of the sixth, Simmons warming up. Will Simmons, rising sophomore out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Bottom of the sixth, Raptors trail 7-1. You know, it's been a long game for these two teams so far. Well, not for the Mallards, to say the least. They have been impressed with their work. They have had 7 runs on 10 hits. So, in the Raptors cash in here. Bases juiced, no outs. The door has been opened as Kyle Carlson, 1-for-2 today. The right-handed batter on Simmons. Taylor stands at first. Olive stands at second. Chris Conniff, a shortstop at third, as we're going to miss backside foul tipped 0-1. No balls, a strike, no outs. The Raptors cash in the 0-1. Carlson line drives one out on the third base line for foul in foul territory, 0-2. Yeah, it was pretty clear for manager Donnie Scott when Oswald threw three straight walks and was continuing to throw balls. It was an easy decision. So Oswald's day's done. And Will Simmons looking to clean it up, the 0-2. Carlson drives one up the second base gap. Getting home is Conniff, rounding third. The play at the plate. Olive gets home as well. So 2 runs for the Raptors, and they cut in the lead now 7-3. So a 2-run RBI for Carlson. Alex Duffy, the catcher, is now up. So advancing Taylor to second, Carlson to first. 2 runs here for the Raptors. 7-3 Mallards lead, but the Raptors threatening. Simmons, the delivery, upstairs, outside edge, 1-0. Bottom of the sixth. Raptors get 2 runs here, 7-3. Simmons, the delivery, the 1-0. Foul tipped out behind home plate for a strike, 1-1. So Simmons will come set as Carlson stands at first, Shane Taylor at second. The 1-1 swing and a pop-up ball into shallow right. Running under it is the second baseman, Jackson Chatterton, for the first out. So Logan Hugo is now due up. He got a base hit on his last plate appearance, his third of the year. Seven runs to three. Raptors have been out hit 11-6. They've cut into the lead here. Can they get more? So one down. two runners on, Taylor at second and Carlson at first. The first pitch outside for a strike, 0-1.